to the inaugural broadcast of American Exposé on Republic Broadcasting. This is Chris Kerner speaking to you on the 25th, Monday the 25th of July, 2005. The major messes are well in place. The Sovietization of America is, in my opinion, well underway. We're going to have Charlotte Isabee with us on the first hour. Second hour, we'll connect.
No, that's Chris Kerner. That was the past, and this is today. And you're listening to Republic of Texas Radio Show. Today's date is, well, I was going to say August, but it's March 24th, 2024. That was nearly 20 years ago here on Republic Broadcasting. That was Chris Kerner. He used to have a show here called American Exposé. Chris Kerner passed away in 2015 in, you know, August, I think it was the 15th. It was kind of it was a sad day for me. Well, I didn't really even know he died. He died mowing the lawn, and you know, he had two puppies, and you know, that sucks. They probably found a home. I don't know what brought Chris to my mind this weekend. Perhaps it's the content that he actually, well, he covered, right? And he covered it during a time of my life where I was just exploring what reality was around me, because I found out that the truth wasn't the truth. And I said, oh, crap, then what's the truth? He has a site out there. It's called AmericanExpose.com. You can hear all of his old shows. Actually, not quite all of his shows. Most of his shows, and a lot of you have never heard Chris Kerner, but perhaps you have. You just don't know it. Chris Kerner was instrumental in kind of like launching a whole bunch of stuff. And he was probably really instrumental here at Republic Broadcasting as well. His show aired in 2005 and covered the Katrina incident. You know what Katrina is? Yeah, it's a big old whirly thing full of water, did lots of damage, weather mod slash. Well, I listened to that show. Go to America Exposé, America Exposé has a K in it. You know, it's one of those, he was one of the first people to K-ify a word, supposed to like point to communism and so forth. Anyways, Darren Weeks, our guy here on the network, you know, welcome back, Darren, by the way. You know, he's been keeping up the website, AmericanExpose.com, for years since, you know, Chris left the battle. He left the battle due to a heart condition that he, you know, got in the early part of the 2000s. You know, and he passed away of a heart attack in 2015. But he touched a lot of lives, including mine, real deeply. I heard Darren Weeks the first time on his show. You know, out in the middle of the desert, I'd drive into the library and I'd suck down a website and, you know, I'll go back to my trailer and I'd sit there and listen to it. Right. And I heard Katrina from the eyes of somebody that was awake for the first time. And I said, whoa, this is totally, I don't get it. But then slowly I did, because he kind of documented, you know, weather modification as it is. Right. The trail is out there, man. And there's a lot of people that tell you that weather modification is not real and it can't happen and they're not doing it and it's all poo, 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 poo. That's not true. But hey, if you want to believe that, then go ahead. You know, who am I to tell you what to do? Where's Alan? Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Do you know Chris Kerner?
And friends and family out there.
Do you remember Chris Kerner by chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the hosts. Since you brought his name up, yeah, it clicked a little cog on the gear in my mind. Yeah, I remember. I listened to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just doing a Chris Kernerathon over at AmericaExpose.com, and wow, to see the first time that he had Nancy Levant on, and you know, Vicki Davis, you know, back when she was Vicki from Idaho. I'm like going, man, that's 20 years ago. I kept counting it, right? I'm like going, okay, one, two, three. Well, maybe next year. It's 20 years ago. And I'm like, whoa. No, I don't know. Maybe I'm too enamored with that. But I do see a lot of the stuff that Chris did as being, you know, landmark. Right, you know, it was him and John Stadtmiller were around for quite a long time, and they were in, you know, the same kind of camp. You know, they were doing the Republic Radio Internationals in the 90s as well. In fact, before I forget to do this, the site, the website, AmericanExpose.com, and I don't know where we're going to go with the show. I know I'm going to cover a little bit of Chris Koerner and American Expose, and I'm not too sure why. Maybe I'm just talking about all the wonderful things that Republic Broadcasting has done today, or maybe the past, or maybe the heroes, right? I have a funeral to go to this week. It's a friend of mine. He died. It sucks, but, you know, he almost made it 100 years. Woohoo! That's good. Anyways, I got a couple clips, and I could sit there and clip American Exposé for, like, forever to show to you guys, but then we only have a two-hour show, and you want to hear, I don't know what you guys want to hear. I wanted to play at least the one clip that I've got queued up. Probably won't do it this first half hour, maybe after the first break. Got this for Alan. It's kind of like a, man, I don't know what it is. It's Chris Koerner talking to a caller about weather modification. I thought you'd really like this, Alan, so I grabbed this particular one. There's another, you know, few of them. But we've lost a lot of broadcasters to time. You know, they just grow old and die, or maybe they're killed. I don't know. You know, who's going to say, oh, Steve, you're crazy. They don't kill people, do they? I don't know. Do they, Alan? You know, they do an awful lot. Who are they?
All the time, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the old guy, this is the guy that you were going to see that was on hospice in the hospital, right? Is this the guy that owned the hotels around here that you worked for so long?
Yeah, he's a good
guy. Okay, buddy. Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about now, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, that's just going to be a new part of life, right? But I learned a lot from him. Right. You know, when you talk to people that are close to 100 years old, they went through different eras. The era where they rode, like he rode a horse to school. I'm like, really? Yeah, it was a big upgrade from walking. And yeah. It's a one room schoolhouse.
My mother did that. Mm. They wrote that her and my uncle would ride up to the one room schoolhouse up here on a horse. And, you can still go up there. There's still the old outhouse is still there, and my uncle's initials are carved in the outhouse, you know, way back when, you know.
Yeah.
Back when children could take a knife to school, and they didn't stab each other. They went out, and it was a tool, you know. And everyone had one in their pocket.
You know? I'm watching them build Fredericksburg's new elementary school. I guess they call elementary school... What?
It looks like a prison. It looks like a prison.
They all look like prison compounds, right? You know, they all look like that, but they're designed that way. First, they have to, well, be able to secure them, right? And then they got to have their armed guards or cops, right? If they don't have cops, they're going to have an armed guard. And I understand the armed guards in this society. We've driven our society to be so wacky. That people want to kill people, and then we disarm them. It's kind of sad and sickening, right? As you go to a place and they say, well, you can't bring a gun into here, and I'm going, what, you want everybody shot? Well, no, they're not going to get shot because they can't bring a gun in. Really? What lunatics, Alan? You know, and I sometimes envy the dead in that respect. It's just done. You know, sitting in the hospital with my buddy. You know, a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about, it just didn't matter. You know, it's just like, well, what does it matter to you? You know, you're not long for this earth, right? You know, he thought about, well, his kids and their grandkids. But when you're checking out, I don't know. Not much matters, I don't think.
and the kids and the grandkids will inherit what he created, and they'll take
whatever
it and sell
it,
and they'll sit in a freaking cubicle in an office
maybe
and
so.
Produce nothing. Like most of the ranches
so.
Around here, Steve, you know.
Maybe
all this,
so.
What used to be family land. You know, the parents die, and their parents were told, it's like, well, you don't want your children to work as hard as you do, do you? So they send them off to college, and now they're sitting in a freaking cubicle under fluorescent lights, typing on a damn, you know, well, typing. I'm keyboarding on a keyboard, and, you know, typing is gone. You know, that's the old stuff, you know. No, you see, if you're talking about old people, like my grandfather, born in 1895. Interesting man. I mean, you know, was a member of the first graduating class at the University of Austin Business School, you know, in Austin, Texas. Very smart man, you know, but he was a farmer and a rancher. You know, he didn't work on Wall Street or anything, yet he had a business degree back in the old days. Was on the wrestling team at the University of Austin, you know, way back when, you know, just a whole frickin' different lifestyle.
Totally.
The world was completely different.
Totally.
Is the world today better because we have more convenience? I say no.
No.
I call shenanigans on that.
No, it's not. But, hey, you really don't know what the future is going to hold in store for you. But let's just take Chris Gerner's life, right? You know, back in his time in 2005. And, you know, I've never personally spoke to Chris Gerner, but I did have... conversations with Darren Week, who was still in conversation with Chris Gerner, and I had him, convey the fact that his radio program did an awful lot for me, you know, when he was broadcasting. And so he got that message. But when Chris Gerner, he still wouldn't go back. And Alan, he thought that the whole thing is totally futile. It's totally futile. Why? I told people since the 90s what the hell was going to go on, and it still went on. And it still went on, Alan, right? It still went on. But we're still standing, right? What are we supposed to do? Sit down? No, it's just not possible. So I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with Chris Gerner and that it's futile, and I'm not sure that maybe I'm phrasing that correctly, but I believe people's impact, you know, is great, you know, if not for the butterfly effect, right? And then that theory is kind of interesting, right? That a butterfly can flap its wings and eventually it'll become a tornado. Maybe that happened. Maybe that happens. I don't know. It's a kind of a postulation, a theory, or whatever the hell it is, you know, but I do see ripples from his life all over the place, you know, and I know they affect quite a bit. So, yeah, I don't know. Even my buddy that just died, you know, I see ripples from his life, and they were positive ripples and negative ripples. We're all not perfect, you know. Well, maybe there's a perfect person. What do you think, Alan? No, you wouldn't agree to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Steve, you know, was he positive? You know, he had businesses. He owned several hotels, not just here. I think he owned some other hotels, yeah. Right? You did work for other places, you know. Was he as honest as he could be and having to survive and have a thriving business? You know, was he honest all the time? Well, in today's world, you can't be. You've got to backbite. You've got to, you know, do what you have to survive, you know.
Sure.
You know, even good people have been turned into pieces of crap, you know, in today's world, because you do have to survive, and to survive you have to abide by government regulations and this and that and everything else, you know. You've got to you know, kiss some ass. You've got to do what you have to survive. Mm-hmm. Does it mean you're a bad person? Well, not necessarily, because you have to survive, you know. And that's the world that's been created that we have to live in at the moment.
Yeah. You know? Me and my friend, we had business battles for sure, right? And disagreements, and I'm sure some of his employees, but he employed a lot of people for a lot of time, and hell, they stayed with him. They were loyal to him. But, you know, really the show isn't about him, you know, at least what I wanted to cover today. But that is a note in my life. Right. And I did learn a lot from them, whether you learn from people, their, you know, good things, or you learn from what they do and their bad things. And you go, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. Who's to say? You know, we're constantly learning, or we're dying, or we're dead. Or I don't know. We do have a caller real quick, and they kind of snuck in, and let's give her some attention. Hey, Kelly, what's going on, girl?
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Morning. Woohoo!
Yeah, surprise. I love when Alan is talking and he's saying things he's thinking. And so I just got the vibe, get up. It's too cold to sleep in. Got stuff to do, and just glad to hear you. And how's it going, man? Dude Ranch?
How's it going out there, Alan?
Hey, wish I was on the slopes with my little snow bunny here. But,
God.
Other than that, I guess life's as good as it can be at the moment.
What do you mean it's cold in California? How cold is it out there?
Oh, it's we're getting a super late winter. It's been really crappy, so it's only good for timber sled. That's the power plant with a dirt bike on a like a little skinny snowmobile kind of thing.
Yeah,
and been a bunch of avalanches.
Motocross on snow, right? It's motocross on snow. Yeah.
Just insane, like not good for skin, but I think it's going to be 17 degrees overnight. Again.
Wow, I missed that.
So snuggling up in front of the fireplace, or chopping wood, or shoveling snow, good way to warm up.
You know, Kelly, it's I always forget that California has multiple climate zones. I loved it when I lived down in the Bay Area, and me and my friends during high school would sit there and go, hey, what do you want to do Friday? Hey, let's go to Tahoe. It's like, okay, get in a car and you go from sunny and shorts to, cold and ski bunny outfits or something like that, or chasing ski bunnies.
Yeah, outfits. But then when you had a crazy dad like my dad, he's up there in shorts up on the slopes.
Yeah.
Took me to Olympic Valley and...
Oh, yeah. That was a neat place.
The resemblance is scary. Very scary.
I learned to shiver for the first time in Tahoe, right? Sitting on a ski lift with your just cold as hell, your feet frozen, your gloves, just looking nice and cold, or being nice and cold. But it was a blast. Sit on a chair or sit in line for a long time, and then you get a few minutes of skiing down the hill. That's,
you're back in line again. And you know what's awesome is up in Canada at Whistler Blackcomb, the lifts have sort of like a bubble top, like a plastic shell that you can pull down over your heads when you're riding up on the lift.
Oh, that sounds a little too cute for me. So, that'd be weird.
Oh, no,
clunking along
in our blizzard when you're getting pelted and sandblasted.
Yeah.
Exfoliation for the skin.
Nice.
So, Dude Ranch, Alan, what are some things you're thinking?
Yeah, what's an
what
Alan
I'm wondering? Yeah, what I'm a wondering.
Yeah,
all kinds of stuff really has no major relevance. Now you're sitting here talking about me. I can remember going skiing. I was kind of like hanging in the air, on the ski lift. It's kind of like you're floating along.
It's like, you know, kind of like when I was skydiving right before you jump out of the plane, you know, kind of floating along. And then you get to the top, and you get on your skis, and then it's just balls to the wall, you know, 15,000 feet down the mountain. I freaking loved it, man.
One time
I never skied safely. It's like when I got off the lift at the top of the mountain, it was just hell to high water and, you know, damn the torpedoes until I hit the bottom and had to get back on the lift.
The worst thing that happened, I was up at Kirkwood, and I had a binding. One of my bindings broke or something, or some people got me to go up to the top of this crazy section on my park skis, like my jibbing skis. And I was like, no way, if I try to ride these little park skis down, I'm going to die. These aren't like racing or big fatties or anything. And so I had to ride the chairlift all the way down the mountain. And the looks that I got, the comments I could hear.
Riding down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool.
You know what really, what used to tick me off was, man, I'd be up there on the slopes thinking I was doing pretty good, and some little smart-ass six-year-old comes by me on these little tiny skis, just scooting down the mountain, and it's like, they come past you, and they're gone, and I'm like, you little smart-ass son of a bitch. And it's like...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I've been living a lie. So I found some scores from national championships and all this other stuff, and I was like, yeah, man, I could beat every 7-year-old and under girl in the whole world, but not the 7-year-old and under boys. I could beat the 2-year-olds and under, but they don't even know left from right yet. And I'm looking at the scores, and... Dude, Chloe Kim, the Olympic gold medalist just recently next to the nuclear power plant in China, Chloe Kim beat me by 3 points in slope style when she was 6 years old. Okay.
Mm.
So, I confess.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, it's funny that, you know, the kids are so fast, and perhaps that's because they don't have a lot of caution. They haven't really, you know, experienced, well, death is coming and you could do it and do a Sonny Bono. Did Sonny Bono die, you know, or was that an accident?
No, he got whacked, dude.
I don't think so.
Cloudy on the slopes, sunny in the
tree. Do you think Sarah was involved with that? Was she the setup, or, you know, I don't know. It's fascinating, you know, Senator Bono. That's funny in all itself.
Yeah, it's really terrible what Cher did to Chastity. Because I remember as a youngster, and I met her before she turned into, like, whatever happened. That's the problem with soy in the foods, is the chemical castration of a good man and the destruction of a fairly normal woman, you know, like the trail of destruction. It goes on and on and on, as Farron would say, on and on and on.
It's amazing what hormones can do developmentally to a body. You know, that was my field of science, was developmental biology. You know, what happens from the time the sperm meets the egg. You know, and it's such a delicate balance, and any part of that whole system that's disrupted, can really screw up what the end product is. We call children, and even once you're born, you know, this stuff can do damage. You know, once you're out of the womb, it's amazing what's been done to us. We're being warred upon from every conceivable aspect.
Oh, yeah, and it's doing pretty good. They're doing wonderfully. Well, in their eyes. I'm not saying that I agree with, you know, the whole thing. You know, I was talking to a neighbor of mine, and, you know, they were sitting there complaining about the whole transgender nonsense, right? And I'm like, I'm preaching at the choir. You know, he says, and I don't know. It's just there's they confuse the kids early, and then they say, well, you want to cut off your winker, or you want to cut off your whatever, and put on his winker. And you go, what? What? Poor kids. You know, and before they know it, they're insane. You know, yeah. And then they're calling me insane for being that insane. They're all, oh, yeah, you're just jilted. But the propaganda is high. You know, before the call, Kelly, or before the show, I was sitting there starting to watch the latest version of the Hindenburg. Oh, what's the Hindenburg? Oh, yeah. You know, we know so much about it, but we don't. Right. But they do. They have a 3-hour movie on it, and it's all BS. You know, it's got, you know, some made up theory and made up Nazis and made up this and that. And I'm like, why'd you do this for 3 hours? All we know is it blew up. Right, you know, hydrogen was
yeah,
there.
The hydrogen bomb, the H bomb, and I don't mean to be rude, but when I'm, you know, trying to kind of help people and provide some hints and get some details, and then I find out that they're eating food that is loaded with soybean oil, I go, hey yeah. man, I didn't know you were on the pill. Each tablespoon contains the same level of estrogen as a stinking stupid birth control pill. So, hey, man, I didn't know you were on the pill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think they hear you? Because, you know, I think people think I'm totally crazy when I sit there and tell them that, you know, a lot of the oils that they're eating, and of course soy, right? You know, I mean, I feel that. I know that. You know, a lot of people know that, but a lot of people don't. Actually, I take that back. A lot of people don't know that soy is bad. A lot of people think that soy is good because the vegetarians tell them that it's good. But, you know, it's frustrating.
Or
I get tired of telling people
oil?
Things.
What about canola oil?
Canola oil, rapeseed oil.
That was actually used as motor oil at one point, and now you're cooking.
Oh, my God. I know. Yeah, but it's in the French fries. It's good for you.
Not the ones, yeah. No. I wouldn't
just
that
kidding.
Stuff.
Just that's, kidding.
Nothing's
I'm sorry.
Worse than a man going through andropause. A former man, a manly man, a macho man that handled business and did work, and then they turn into a soft, squishy, I can't even say that word on the air. But, like, Alan, your thoughts? And thank you.
I've actually seen some men with a pretty nice rack on them. You know, it almost made me horny for a little bit, but then I realized it was a
Alan.
Man with tits, and, you know, and what the hell, you know?
Alan.
It's a weird world. It's a weird world.
Yeah.
Kelly,
yeah.
Don't get him started.
Oh,
I try to keep him, like, in first gear.
Yeah. No, I want him in overdrive, 18-wheeler speeds. Go, Alan, go.
I'm not
you know,
sure
you know,
can
Kelly's
handle the truth.
Kelly's kind of a friend of mine. We talk on the phone periodically, and we get a little randy every now and then. I guess you could call it a long distance love affair. But she's pretty fun at times. I do like Kelly.
Yeah, I love you, man. Hey, have a good show. Keep up the great work. Talk to you later.
All right. Cheers, Kelly. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
So here we fight. We're back. Hey, that was Kelly from California, Dr. Kelly. You know, she's part of RBN too, right? You know, she hosted the show here on Republic Broadcasting. A lot of people built this house that, well, I currently reside in. You know, you can support Republic Broadcasting. Give us a call. You know, we could use your money, all right? We could use your support. You know, you can go over to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate. This isn't like one of those NPR sales pitches things. But it really is important. Every dollar that you give can keep us on the air for a little bit longer. It's a long race. It's been a long race. And, well, whatever.
And once again, Steve, I will say to the satellite listeners out there, you know, you've been, like me, you've been listening out there, you know, for free under the radar. You know, you don't have to go to a .com or anything else. You know, you've been listening all these years, and you want to continue, you know, to be able to hear RBN on satellite. You don't have to go to an internet feed or any of this other digital crap, which I hate so vehemently. You know, give what you can. I know, you know, I'm not rich. I've got a big ranch, but you know, this has never figured into my monetary policy. I will never sell my ranch. This is my family heritage, and it's going to be passed on in my family, you know. I'm not going to sell it to some son of a bitch moving here from San Francisco who wants to come out and play rancher, you know, and build a mansion, you know. I want this land to stay in my family, you know. And I'm a satellite guy. I'm an analog man in a digital world. So, you know, if you've been listening all these years, you know, call in and donate, you know, whatever you can.
Whatever you can. It's funny hearing you refer to satellite as being analog. I'm like, well, it's like, well, where does technology shift, right? Because that's pretty damn high tech, satellites, right? But low tech, or, you know, too? Because we're sitting there sending stuff into outer space and back in. But the internet is the thing that they designed to track and trace you bidirectional. For the most part, satellites are, you know, you're listening to it, at least the KU band satellite on Galaxy 19, you know, that's almost, I'm not going to say it's untraceable, but you point a dish up to the sky and it blasts it out, and whoever picks it up, right? You know, the internet, when you go on the internet, everybody's watching you, right? You're watching, they're watching, but I have nothing to hide. You don't, really? Oh, interesting. I don't know.
It's not just that, Steve. It's the track and the traceability and the data points that it gives the controllers, you know. Data is going to controllers. Every little bit of data is a control point, and it's that they can use for prediction and everything else. It's not so much that I know I'm being secret squirrel. It's just I don't want to give them data points. You know, it's like I know me doing this. You know, doesn't matter a flea fart. You know, on a herd of dogs. You know, it doesn't matter. But for me, my personal integrity, that's what counts to me, my personal integrity.
Well, yeah.
Even if the world around me is giving everything.
Flea farts.
If the world around me is giving everything, you know, everywhere they go, they're tracked and traced, and they've got sharper cards, and they do this, you know, well, I get 5% off if I use my sharper card, you know. It's like, you know, for me, it's my personal integrity, and that's all I freaking have left in this world.
And that is probably the most important thing, your personal integrity. You know, I'd say it is, you know, but the flea fart thing, everything matters, right? That's back to the premise of the whole show, the butterfly effect, right? You know, right. And I can't prove the butterfly effect. Nobody can. You can't disprove it either, right? And hey, Sam, if you're there, I have this clip that I want to play, and this is of a caller that called in during 2005 to Chris's show during the Katrina event, the Katrina hurricane. And so he's calling in to, you know, well, here, you have a listen. Sam, go ahead. Play the clip.
I'm calling because of the debate on the cause of this storm and weather anomalies. Yeah. In general, to give you a rough idea of the size of that storm, it was 500 miles wide. It was 700 miles long. That's 350,000 square miles. If you think contemporary science can in any way influence an area that size, that's very naive. And the problem with your naivete is not that it's that it's interesting conjecture, and but the problem is when you get a lot of ignoramuses running around saying that the government is controlling the weather. It's a very, very dangerous thing. It rattles their what little faith that they have to such an extent that. You know, they become veritably inoperative. I think it's a severe disservice to state something as scientific fact when there's utterly no proof on your part. There's a lot of conjecture, and that's the fascinating thing about science. We experiment with many things and conjecture with many things, but believe me, conjecture is not fact, and the only beauty of science is the fact that it has verity, and truth has verity. But when you
let me ask you, what are you alluding to here?
When you reduce science to science fiction, it does a severe service to everyone.
Are you stating that weather modification is not a reality?
It is not possible to regulate 350,000 square miles. It is not physically possible.
Where is your proof about that?
You know, the average thunderstorm gives off more. I'm talking about a major thunderstorm gives off more electricity than mankind has created since the beginning of us generating electric power. I mean, your facts are purely circumstantial, and they're severely dangerous, not just. That it's dangerous. It's dangerous to all the people who are listening to you and who have faith in this network.
Okay, now, what are you stating, that weather modification is not a reality?
It is not possible.
It is not possible?
Just a moment, please.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Time out. This is my show, okay? I'm working with you in a conversation. I'm not going to cut you off, but I suggest you go to the U.S. Code, Title 15, and... research that before you go any further. Modification is in the U.S. code.
My dear boy,
Hey, don't call me a boy.
I have been.
Don't call me a boy.
I have been studying these things.
How old are you? How old are you?
Years.
How old are you?
65.
And how old do you think I am? Well, and why would you call me a boy?
Well, you sound pretty young to me.
Well, I happen to be 54 years old, and I have a lot of experience and knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're going to attack me, I would suggest you read the U.S. Code about weather modification.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on our website. Have you been to my website?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of my website?
Well, it's interesting. There are a lot of very, very interesting and accurate...
Do you know that there's documentation all over my website about weather modification?
Well, I think it's...
Have you been to the weather modification section? You bet.
Anyway,
because when you're attacking me. You're attacking me.
Thank you very much.
Where are you going? I get a little hot when we have information on the website that is documenting directions. Absolutely. I'll get hot. I don't appreciate this, but I would have stayed with this man.
He would have.
He called me boy. I don't appreciate that. Just like somebody called me Crazy Chris last week. I don't appreciate that. I get very angry and defensive. I come on this show to try and wake up our public and the sleeping brethren we have all over the place. And yeah, I get a little upset. You bet.
Salmon. All right. So that was Chris Gerner again with a caller from, you know, the Katrina days of Republic Broadcasting. What did you think, Alan? Was that fun?
Trying to wake people up. That's all we can do, Steve. In the grand scheme of things, if we wake up a few people, is it a good thing? Yes. Does it matter a flea fart on a dog? No.
I don't know. For some reason, that Canadian caller who decided that he needed to come in and school them on an American expose, that's American yeah. with a K, that website is God ugly. Right. Well, Darren Weeks actually built the website, but you know, and the content is just jam up. And I know you hate it when I say a website's ugly, but it looks like the 90s, right? You know, but it was in the early 2000s, right? And it was a great feat, and it's still a good website as far as content goes. So it talks about weather modification very in-depth. It's nothing like one of the weather modification websites that are around today that talk about how they control and manipulate the weather. And, you know, there's a lot of ones that cover stuff. But this was evidentiary fact back yeah. in the early days. And this right. guy calls up to Republic Broadcasting and then what? Calls him, what was the words that he didn't call him an idiot, ignorant, right, ignoramus, right, and he calls the entire audience a bunch of names, too. I mean, he does it in his little sciencey way, right, saying, well, you guys just don't get it, those damn...
Steve, how many of us out here have gotten, like, you know, United Nations papers, you know, the treaties, you know, where you can't use weather modification against another company, you know, another country, because that's an act of war. You know, there are actual United Nations. You can show that you can put the papers from the government, from the United Nations, right in front of them.
It doesn't matter.
You're just stupid. How many of us have gone through this whole process before? You put their papers in front of their face and say, read it. And they look at you and say, you're just stupid.
Yeah, yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, I did a radio show on Friday night, right? You know, beyond the official narrative with Richard Carey. It was great. I got to hang out with a couple other hosts. The last caller was really neat, right? You know, he had some. Whatever, he had a route for Donald Trump, that's what I got it, a route for Donald Trump to escape his billions of dollars or millions of dollars of money that he has to give to New York, and that's all some damn show, right? And I believe it was something like, oh yeah, but this statute or that statute in silver and gold will get... and Donald Trump doesn't have to pay it, and now we're safe. But the whole truth is, really, the comical, painful truth of our world that we live in today is just because it is doesn't mean that it is. It's kind of Clinton-esque, but the fact that it's the truth doesn't mean it's the truth. So you go before a judge, this judge that, well, maybe you don't agree that he's a judge, but he does have this guy with a gun, and you tell him, but your law says that I'm okay. And the judge goes, screw it. Hey, grab him. Screw him. Right. And then you go, you can't do that. Your paper says, and he says, I'm going on break. You go to jail. and it happens that way, you know, but it maybe not in literally that way, but it doesn't matter. And then what are you supposed to do? You go to jail and, you know, oh, I'm going to file an appeal. He shouldn't have thrown me in jail. Right. Is that going to work, Alan? You know, because matter.
Steve, I've been on air with you almost coming up on 9 years now, you know. Been here pretty much every Sunday. You know, I had my little dropout, you know, crap happens, we've pretty much been here. But, Steve, as far as I recall, I think, if not the first show, the second show, I came on and I said, folks, I'm not here to try to tell you what can be done about this. I'm here to tell y'all and try to make you understand that we're in a lot of trouble. You know, it's you know, what is in place right now is so ingrained into every part, every facet of our lives. You know, the Rotary, you know, I'm a member of the Rotary Club. Well, do you know it's a Rotary Club International? You know, it's an LLC. It's a non-governmental organization. You know, your Chamber of Commerce, you know, everything. It has gotten to the point of where it's crept into every aspect of our lives. And you better damn well understand what's going on so maybe you can survive. You know, maybe not your neighbors, maybe not your families. A lot of us have lost friends and families over what we understand is really going on in this world. And we're talking to the people, our RBN family right now, and hopefully there are some new members that are starting on this journey. And folks, you know, don't feel alone. Don't think that what you're understanding, what you're going through, you know, you're sitting back going, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, it really is this bad, you know. Understand it, accept it, but you do have people out there like Steve, me, the other RBN hosts, a bunch of other people out there listening who've been listening for years that have never called into a show. You know, you're not alone. Believe me, you are not alone. There's not many of us, but you're not alone, all right?
Definitely. Callers, you know, hosts, you know, they do rotate. There's a common thread. I don't know what that common thread is. Maybe seeking the truth. You know, so listening to some of Gerner's stuff, I heard names of old hosts, right? And I totally forgot the names, you know, and, well, I won't get into that. Speaking of who and callers? Here's one that's local to us. Andy, what are you doing, Andy? Andy in Texas.
Well, hey, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me in on the show. You know, what's funny is that was a phone call from 2005.
Yeah. Was that during your time? Were you listening in 05 or was it like 08 when you started?
No, I wasn't. I didn't, you know, once everything went crazy in my life, it was about 2010, somewhere in that neighborhood, where I actually started paying attention to stuff. I was just the average Joe. I was that guy. I was the guy that we're always talking about right now, the people that were living their lives and just, you know, going to soccer games, going to football games, doing that. I was coaching.
All of us were just that guy. You're good American.
Yeah, I was that guy. But I did catch something where they said owning the weather by 2024, and you know what? I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, owning the weather? What? And now they own the weather. They do own the weather, and mm-hmm. they've known how to bring storms to where. Look at Acapulco. Acapulco had a Category 5 hurricane that hit Acapulco. No rain. Nothing at all. They didn't get flooded. It was just severe winds. It was a Acapulco Category 5 storm, but there was no rain. At all, whatsoever, at all. And the reason I know this is because I listened to a guy who lives in Mexico, and his house was there, and there was no rain, none at all. They had a storm surge
Since we're talking about Katrina here, do you remember that after Katrina or during Katrina, the National Guard and the police were going around confiscating firearms from homeowners who were trying to defend their property. You know, I remember hearing reports from people I actually heard a guy talk. He said there were a lot of people looting, and there are people floating in the swamps being eaten by alligators because we shot looters. We took care of our own property because the police weren't here. The military wasn't here to save us. We took care of our own crap. Yet they were coming around confiscating firearms from people who were trying to defend their homes that were still standing and everything because, you know, because mm-hmm. because the blue meanies got out, and they were just rampaging everywhere. And this guy said, yes, there are people floating in the swamps in here in Louisiana being eaten by alligators that were looting and raping and pillaging, and we took care of our own crap. And then the military and the police come around and try to take our firearms so we can't defend ourselves. I mean, what the hell is, it's coming, folks. It's coming. You're going to have to defend yourself and take care of your own crap.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
Well, the most interesting part is that we're letting them do it. We're not defending ourselves any way, shape, or form.
What's the use of that word?
We use that word again. Right, right.
I don't like the word.
That's not us. That's not the RBN family.
The we.
It's a general term. And you're right, Steve.
I know. It's nitpicking, I know, on my behalf. I could say maybe.
But the American people are not going to stand up to any of this stuff because we've been so forecasted. They know how we are going to react to anything that they do. They already know how we're going to react,
right?
Because they've been studying us forever and a day, and we're just going to react the way that they want us to react, and that's why they keep throwing this stuff at us. Is because they want to see, okay, now we're going to get some more of your reaction, and we can see right now that you're not going to react to this. And that's what they're doing right now. And we're just in a study. Alan says this big space alien dude who's up there in a bra and a whatever, looking over her box, and we're just a science experiment. That's where we're at. We could be living on the tip of a dandelion right now. What is that, Alan? It's the elephant.
Folks, this was a cartoon, Dr. Seuss, I believe it was, Horton Hears a Who. That cartoon changed my life. It got me to thinking, it's like, wow, what if the Earth is just a dust speck on the top of a dandelion held in an elephant's trunk?
Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Just didn't kill each other. Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.